I'm Bill McLaughlin, and I'm the curator of plants here at the United States Botanic Garden. What we're looking at today is our chocolate tree, or cacao tree. The scientific name for this is Theobroma cacao, and Theobroma is Greek, theos for God, and broma for fruit, so it's literally a fruit of the gods. And definitely because of its association with the sweet chocolate that we all love, that's a pretty easy association. In nature, the flowers are pollinated by tiny fly-like creatures called midges. Once the plant's pollinated, it produces a little pod, and the pod grows over a period of 6 to 9 months and changes from green to yellow. And we happen to have a pod that was just harvested off of our tree, and I've cut it open here so we can see what's inside. What we have is this white pulp, and that is surrounding the seeds, which we call chocolate beans. These are what are processed and eventually become chocolate, but it is quite a process. Once these seeds are fermented, and oftentimes that's done by just simply piling them up in a basket or a vessel and then covering them with something like banana leaves, they're left to ferment for about 10 days to 2 weeks, and that fermentation process drives the flavor into the bean. Once they are fermented, they are dried and ready for processing. So these beans are then ground down, made into smaller pieces called nibs, and these are processed by pressing. With all the pressure that goes into pressing them down, usually against a roughened stone or something, you get a separation. The product is called coffee liqueur, but it's actually fairly solid, and it separates out into both cocoa butter and then the actual powdered cocoa. These are recombined with milk, sugar, and other ingredients to make chocolate. It was the Europeans that came as colonial powers into Mesoamerica that thought to add sugar and milk. And so this became the chocolate that we know and love today.